To commemorate the 127th anniversary of the formation of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, this year we interviewed author and historian Nini Harris. During our interview, Nini shared with us a very unique theory she has on unions in St. Louis, and it takes us all the way back to the Civil War. Here now with that bonus content is historian Nini Harris. Why do you think St. Louis was such a hotbed of union activity back during Henry's day?
Well, and I have to tell you, when you say it was a hotbed of union activity, it is wonderful to go through the old city directories and just look under the organizations. In some places, they have lists of labor organizations, and you can find out where the different tradesmen lived by where the different locals were meeting. So, for instance, the Varnishers Union, they were on the north side. That's where the furniture makers were. You find the Broom Makers Union local. One after another, it just goes on and on for trades we don't even have anymore. And this was... it wasn't even, I don't think of it as a hotbed of union organizing. I think of it as part of the St. Louis character. And this goes back to the Civil War. We had a lot of Germans settling here. In 1860, our population was 160,000 people. 60,000 had been born in Germany. 40,000 in Ireland. We were a foreign city before we get into the Poles, the Swiss, all these other groups here. We are in a state that has a lot of support for secession. The Germans thoroughly support union and abolition. Abraham Lincoln understands that St. Louis is critical to the Union surviving. He's a Westerner. He comprehends that. He knew New England could not win the war on its own. You had to have what was then the West, which is now what we call the Midwest and the border states. And to hold those states with the Union, St. Louis, because of our position on the river, had to be kept with the Union. Okay, and if you look at the whole history of the war and get away from the individual battles and all the stories of Virginia, and you look at how the war evolved, it was a strategy that involved the West. First, with Lincoln supporting Grant, and they were both Westerners, they got this, they cleared the Mississippi for the Union and cut the Confederacy in two. And then by Sherman going across Georgia, they cut the Confederacy in two again. They kept whittling away at it. It was a major strategy that all involved St. Louis. St. Louis was the staging area for that whole strategy, and it was the hospital for the Union Army. Okay, for convalescent hospital. But to get to that point, how are you going to keep St. Louis with the Union when there were secessionists here and we were surrounded by secessionists? Now, the Germans just organized from the minute they started arriving. They organized singing societies, gymnastic societies. Yeah. They were always organizing. And in the secession winter of 1860-61, they were secretly working with people like Frank Blair, one of the founders of the Republican Party, Blair House in Washington, D.C. His sons, Frank and Montgomery, were St. Louisans. They were supporters of the Union. They were secretly working with people like Frank Blair, and they were meeting in the turnverein and in the back of breweries and factories, and they were drilling. German businessmen were giving them uniforms, giving them muskets. They were hiding these things throughout the city, secretly doing all of this organizing throughout the winter. In the spring, the secessionist governor sends his state militia to St. Louis. And their goal is to take over the arsenal that's on South Broadway across from Anheuser-Busch Brewery, where there were enough arms to equip a small army. Okay. And on May 10th of 1861, all these mostly Germans, but secret troops, some were Bohemian, some were American-born, a few French, they meet at their secret meeting places. Now, how they did this, north and south, with limited communication, only communication by foot, organized this. They met at these secret meeting places. They marched downtown. There were 7,000 of them, maybe as many as 8,000, but thousands. Uniformed, drilled, prepared, then marched west on Market, on Pine, they marched on Laclede west to where the secessionist militia was that was there to take over. They were set to make a move on the arsenal. And they circled the militia. There are 800 militia. And here, out of the blue, come thousands of armed, prepared men. They circle, and the secessionists surrender. It gives me chills every time I think about it. They saved the Union. They secured St. Louis through the Union organizing and the backs of breweries. No one had to ever tell them that you could make the world better by organizing. They knew it. For generations, the people in the city, no one had to say it. It was in our bones. You have a problem, you organize and you deal with it. And I see it as all going back to that day, May 10th, when those guys saved the Union right here because they were organized. In other cities, they had to convince people. It didn't mean things were easy here, but it meant they understood working as community. And in other cities, the first step with union organizing was you had to convince somebody that they could make things better. Nobody had to do that here. It was more how you're going to do it rather than to convince you that you should do it.
And you were, when we talked, it's been a while ago now, but you talked about maybe doing a book on early labor history in St. Louis and some of the early labor unions. Something you're still considering?
I would love to. I would love to. I am working on a number of projects, and as I go along, I'm just going to keep picking up little things to do with it, because I think it was part of the nature, again, the nature of the city going back to the Civil War. And it's very important for us today because there is a message throughout the whole concept of unions about working as community. And it applies to dealing with all the issues we have today, everything. As a nation, we feel unable to deal with the things like heroin addiction. We feel unable to deal with crime problems, disparity in income, all these things. Why, all we have to do is look at our history and look at those union people, and my goodness, look at what they dealt with. There is a message continually in working together as just working together and assessing situations and how are we going to deal with them.